If you know the sound, you know these words, too.
Benjamin Greer, you're under arrest for the murder of Wallace Holbrook. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you do say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
That is a typical scene from the TV show Law and Order. The words are called the Miranda Warning, and while they may sound familiar, their significance might not be. The increased national attention on policing is placing more attention on people knowing their rights, especially young people. So, this spring, a group of attorneys in Boston have been teaching Boston public school students about their rights to empower them and dispel myths about the legal system. WBUR's Ininjor and Wemeka went to some of the classes and has this report.
All right, guys, take a seat where you'll be successful, all right?
Students file into Tommy Simmons' 8th grade humanities class at Lila G. Frederick Middle School in Dorchester. This year, they're reading about the civil rights era. But today, they're getting a different lesson, how to assert their civil rights. Their instructors are attorneys Nate Kozloff and Clark Freeman.
So today we're here, as you know, to talk about Miranda rights. So what is it that happens when a person is arrested, say, like...
What might the police officers say?
Oh, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say or do can and will be used against you in the court of law.
14-year-old Jermida Horton can recite the words. Now she's learning what they mean.
And I've, like, seen cop shows before, and I never knew it was, like, a Miranda right. I just thought it was something that they had to say.
Like Horton, many of the students' ideas about law come from TV. The lawyers are teaching them how to exercise their rights in the real world. 14-year-old Rashaw Stone explains to attorney Clark Freeman what he understands the rights to mean.
If you stay silent, it'll be better off because if you say anything, like, it'll be used against you. So
that's true. It is often wise to stay silent. So what this means is that when the police come and talk to you...
You don't have to
answer when you're under arrest.
Wait.
Yeah.
So what if we pull you over? Do you have to answer the questions?
Nate Kozloff chimes in.
You have to answer certain identifying questions. So if they ask you your name and if they ask you to show an ID, then you have to comply with those requests. But more substantive questions... Were you here? Do you know this person? Those more detailed questions, you can assert your right to remain silent at that point.
Many of the students lean forward. Some are skeptical. Do you really not have to answer police? The key question here, the students learn, is are you in the custody of police? Tommy Simmons puts that question to his class. And once again, Jermida Horton speaks up.
We learn there are two questions you can ask to determine whether or not you are in custody.
You actually are under arrest.
And even if you're not under arrest, you might still be in custody. But what question would you ask? Is the door locked, right? What was the question?
Oh, may I leave?
Am I free to go?
Oh.
And if the answer is no, then you're in custody. If the answer is yes, then you're not.
Well, it was very interesting because most of the things that they were talking about, I didn't even know.
14-year-old Brianna Pusey was one of the students who found the class not just informative, but useful.
So if, like, we're in that situation where we get stopped by a cop, we know what to do. We know the rights that we have.
Interactions between police and youth have received a lot of attention over the last couple years, following a string of deadly police shootings and violent interactions between unarmed black youth and law enforcement. Those are high-profile incidents, but there are also everyday encounters with police. Teacher Tommy Simmons says more than ever, it's important for students to understand the legal system and what their rights are.
Their perception of the police and law enforcement is very negative, and I think as a country it's pretty negative right now. And these attorneys came in and showed the kids that they can, when dealing with law enforcement, it doesn't have to be combative, but it does have to be fair and just. And now they know what fair and just is supposed to look like.
In fact, the attorneys told the students there are times they should talk openly with the police, and it might even be in their best interest to do so. But Nate Kozloff says the students should always be aware that they have a choice.
This isn't just advice for guilty people. It's advice for innocent, guilty people. Know your rights so you know how to navigate the system appropriately.
Today's class was part of a program run by the Boston Bar Association. Carol Starkey is the incoming president.
There couldn't be any more significant principles than those of saying you don't have to be forced to give evidence against yourself when you're being accused of something.
Those principles were established 50 years ago this month by the Supreme Court in the landmark case Miranda v. Arizona. Starkey says half a century later, it's crucial to learn about those rights early.
And that's important for all citizens to understand, and especially young adults, you know, and young kids, as they're coming into their adulthood and they're starting to participate in society in many different ways. And, you know, we all know that they're going to have experiences that are both fair and unfair.
The Miranda classes were held in schools across Boston, from high school to as young as second grade. Starkey led one of the elementary school sessions.
And I was a little concerned. You know, this is kind of a heady concept, going in and teaching kids that age. But I will tell you, these children understand what it means not to be treated fairly. They understood what it meant to be accused of something they didn't do.
It's important to note, too, that Massachusetts has additional protections for juveniles when it comes to Miranda rights. Those under 14 must have an adult with them when they're questioned. And the law encourages those over 14 be given an opportunity to consult an adult before they're considered to have waived their Miranda rights. Back at Lila Frederick Middle School, the class gave Jermida Horton a spark of civic engagement. At 14, she's already considering becoming a lawyer. Today's lesson made it clear to her how important it is to know the law.
I think it's helpful because some kids our age are in trouble with the system, so maybe it could help them depending on their situation.
And that goes beyond her friends and classmates.
And it's just something good to know, like it's nothing negative. You could help your parent or whoever if they ever got pulled over. And if you know something, you could speak up because you know the rights.
Not just words the police say, but rights these students now know they have. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Enwemeka.